إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله أما بعد Then to continue with العقيدة الطحاوية The creed compiled by Imam Abu Ja'far al-Tahawi, rahimahullah, with the explanation of Sheikh Salih al-Fawzan, hafidhahullah. Then last week we had just the one point, point number 163. And just before we continue, then a correction that a brother noticed. Correction of something that I mistranslated in the explanation of the Sheikh Al-Fawzan, the week before, with regard to point number 159, the point, وَلَا نَدْعُوا عَلَيْهِمْ And we do not make supplication, dua, against the Muslim rulers. Then Sheikh Al-Fawzan, he mentioned a quote from Al-Fudayl ibn Iyad, rahimahullah. And I translated it a couple of different ways, I think. One of them, at least, by saying, and he reported it from Imam Ahmad. And of course, this is not correct at all. Rather, Al-Fudayl ibn Iyad came before Imam Ahmad. Indeed, Imam Ahmad narrated from some of the students of Al-Fudayl ibn Iyad. Rather, the phrase that Sheikh Al-Fawzan, how he puts it, should have been translated something like, Imam Al-Fudayl ibn Iyad, rahimahullah, said, And that is also related from Imam Ahmad. I mean, both of them said it. Al-Fudayl ibn Iyad said, if I had a supplication, which I knew was going to be answered, I would make it for the ruler. And likewise, Imam Ahmad said the same thing. It's not that Al-Fudayl reported this from Imam Ahmad. And in reality, there's actually a report brought by Al-Khallal in As-Sunnah, which is the opposite indeed of that, that Imam Ahmad was told about something that Al-Fudayl ibn Iyad said. And he praised it, that someone said to Al-Fudayl ibn Iyad, they said, if you had a supplication, or rather they said to him, they said, if you could give some of the years of your life to the ruler, Harun al-Rashid, would you do so? So he said, yes indeed, yes I would. If I could give some of my life, away to the ruler, then I would do so. Imam Ahmad said, may Allah have mercy upon him. What he intended was that maybe if someone else comes, they'll be worse than him. So that's just a correction that should have been translated. Al-Fudayl ibn Iyad said, and the same thing is reported from Imam Ahmad, that he also said the same thing. If only I had a supplication which I knew would be answered, I would make it for the ruler. Then with regard to this week, Then we reach point number 164, where At-Tahawi, rahimahullah, says, وَنُحِبُّ أَهْلَ الْعَدْلِ وَالْأَمَانَةِ وَنَبْغَضُ أَهْلَ الْجَوْرِ وَالْخِيَانَةِ نبغض يمكن هكذا ما يمكن ما انتبهت إلى حتى الآن يعني. ونحب أهل العدل والأمانة ونبغض أهل الجور والخيانة and we love the people of justice and trustworthiness and we have hatred for the people of injustice and treachery. And we love the people of justice and trustworthiness, and we have hatred for the people of injustice and treachery. Sheikh Al-Fawzan said, Al-Mahabba, loving, is an action of the heart. And Al-Mahabba, loving, is of two categories. And then he breaks it down. The two categories of love, al-mahabba. Firstly, is mahabba tabi'iyya, natural love, such as a person loving his family and his wife and his children and loving his friends and loving to eat and drink. Then this mahabba, this love, does not enter into the affair of worship. So it's the first category of love, natural love. The natural love that as a person has for his wife, children, family, friends, eating and drinking, and so on. Sheikh said this does not enter into the affair of worship. And he mentions the second category of love. He said, secondly, mahabba diniya, love which is a matter of the religion. So it's the second category of love, love which is a matter of the religion. He said, and that is of two types. That is of two types. The first type is mahabbatullahi subhanahu wa ta'ala. The first type is love of Allah. The first love of Allah, the perfect and most high. And this is the greatest of the types of worship. I mean, love of Allah, that's the greatest of the types of worship. Ibn al-Qayyim said, and he quotes a couple of lines of poetry by Ibn al-Qayyim in this regard. وَعِبَادَةُ الرَّحْمَنِ غَايَةُ حُبِّهِ مَعَ ذِلِّ عَابِدِهِ هُمَا قُطْبَانِ وَعَلَيْهِمَا فَلَكُ الْعِبَادَةِ دَائِرْ مَا دَارَ حَتَّى قَامَتِ الْقُطْبَانِ. Which can be translated something like, and worship of the Most Merciful One is to have total love of Him, along with humble submission of the worshipper. These are the two pivots. And the sphere of worship revolves around these two. It will not proceed until these two pivots are erected. In worship of Allah, it must be established upon these two things: complete love of Him and humble submission. Then Shaykh al-Fawzan said, Ibadatul Rahman ghayatu hubbihi, repeating the phrase of Ibn al-Qayyim, he said, worship of the Most Merciful is to have complete love of Him, meaning the extreme limit of loving Him, and all the affairs of worship rest upon that. All the affairs of acts of worship rest upon that, having extreme love of Allah, complete love of Allah. And he said, so this is a tremendous type from the types of worship. Al-Mahabba, Mahabbatullah, having love of Allah, is a tremendous type from the types of worship. It is not permissible to love anyone along with Allah. So because al-mahabba, love, is a type, this love, which is connected to the religion, is one of the greatest acts of worship. So therefore, it's not permissible to have hub, to have love, this type of love, of anyone else along with Allah. And he gives evidence. وَمِنَ النَّاسِ مَنْ يَتَّخِذُ مِنْ دُونِ اللَّهِ أَنْدَادًا يُحِبُّونَهُمْ كَحُبِّ اللَّهِ. Surah Al-Baqarah, the second surah, ayah 165. With the explanation, and from the people, there are some who take rivals along with Allah, loving them just as Allah is loved. describing the practice of the people of shirk, that they have others besides Allah, rivals along with Allah, whom they love as Allah is loved. Shaykh al-Fawzan said, so this is shirk in mahabba. This is shirk in loving. Having love for others along with Allah, like the love of Allah. He said this is shirk in mahabba, shirk in love. Al-mahabba, love, which is one of the greatest types of worship. And therefore he said, and he quotes another ayah, or the same ayah, وَالَّذِينَ آمَنُوا أَشَدُّ حُبًّا لِلَّهِ Surah Al-Baqarah, same ayah, ayah 165, with the explanation, but those who have iman, those who are believers, are stronger in their love of Allah. Then Shaykh Al-Fawzan explains that. He said, so the believers do not love anyone except Allah. I mean, with this type of love. Type of love that is connected to the religion. He said, the believers do not have hub, do not have love for anyone except Allah. And their love is stronger than the love of the people of the idols for their idols. Because the love of Allah does not become cut off in this world, nor in the hereafter. And as for loving anything else besides Him, from those things which are worshipped, then it will be cut off in the hereafter. It will finish in the hereafter. And enmity will arise between those who worshipped anything besides Allah. Or he said, enmity will arise between anyone who was worshipped besides Allah and whoever worshipped Him. That's what will happen in the hereafter. Anyone besides Allah who is worshipped, enmity will be between him and whoever used to worship him. In the hereafter that will be enmity. Then Shaykh al-Fawzan quotes an ayah for that. وَإِذَا حُشِرَ النَّاسُ كَانُوا لَهُمْ أَعَدَاءً وَكَانُوا بِعِبَادَتِهِمْ كَافِرِينَ Surah Al-Ahqaf, the 46th surah, ayah 6, with the explanation. And when the people are raised up, they will be enemies to each other. And they will reject their worship of them. Those who used to be worshipped and those who used to worship them, they'll be enemies. And they will reject their worship of them. Then he quotes another ayah. إِنَّمَا اتَّخَذْتُم مِّن دُونِ اللَّهِ أَوْثَانًا مَوَدَّةَ بَيْنِكُمْ فِي الْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا ثُمَّ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ يَكْفُرُ بَعْضُكُمْ بِبَعْضٍ وَيَلْعَنُ بَعْضُكُمْ بَعْضًا وَمَأْوَاكُمُ النَّارِ Surah Al-Ankabut, the 29th surah, ayah 25, with the explanation. You have just taken for worship besides Allah idols, having mutual love upon that basis in the life of this world. But then, on the day of resurrection, you will reject each other and curse each other, and your destination will be the hellfire. So that's the first type. Sheikh Al-Fawzan said, loving is of two categories. The first category being natural love, which he finished, and then he mentioned the second category being this, love which is a matter of the religion, which is of two categories. Then he mentioned the first category, mahabbatullah, love of Allah. That's what he's just explained. And I explained giving this type of love to anyone besides Allah is shirk. Shirk in loving. Then he said, and the second type of love which is a matter of the religion is al-mahabbatu fillah wa li ajlillah. Loving for Allah's sake, and loving on account of Allah. And that is that you love whatever Allah loves, from actions and individuals. And you love the people of Iman, true faith, and of Taqwa, those who are dutiful to him. So this is the second category of love, which is a part of the religion. The first was loving Allah himself. The second is loving others for Allah's sake and on account of Allah. He loves actions and individuals, and you love whatever Allah loves. And Shaykh al-Fawzan gives an evidence, إِنَّ اللَّهَ يُحِبُّ التَّوَّابِينَ وَيُحِبُّ الْمُتَطَحِّرِينَ Surah Al-Baqarah, the second surah, ayah 222, with the explanation, Allah loves those who constantly repent. Allah loves those who constantly turn in repentance. And he loves those who purify themselves. Then he quotes another ayah. إِنَّ اللَّهَ يُحِبُّ الْمُحْسِنِينَ Surah Al-Baqarah, ayah 195. With the explanation, Allah loves those who are doers of good. Shaykh al-Fawzan said, so therefore you love them. I mean, these people who have been described in these ayahs, that Allah loves them, people who turn often in repentance to him, those who purify themselves, and those who are doers of good, that Allah loves them. The ayahs show that Allah loves them. Shaykh al-Fawzan said, so therefore, you should love them. Because Allah loves them. On account of the fact that Allah loves them. And at the forefront of those people are the angels and the prophets and the messengers and the beloved servants of Allah and the righteous people. And all of the believers. This is called al-mahabbatu fillah. It is called loving for Allah's sake. And it is the firmest aspect of iman to hold on to, as occurs in the hadith. And he mentions the hadith, the saying of Allah's Messenger, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. أوثقوا أرى الإيمان الحب في الله والبغض في الله. The firmest aspect of iman to be held on to is loving for Allah's sake and hating for Allah's sake. In a footnote they mention, this is reported by Tabarani in his Mu'jam al-Kabir. And he reports it from a hadith of Abdullah ibn Abbas radiallahu anhuma. Shaykh al-Albani points out in As-Sahihah, number 998, near the end of the first volume, hadith number 998, that his chain of narration is very weak. However, it has supporting narrators, and it has witnesses from narrations of other companions as well, such as from a hadith of Ibn Mas'ud, and also from Al-Bara ibn Azib, radiallahu anhum, and that these narrations together, Shaykh al-Bani said, they bring the hadith to the level of hasan, to be in a hadith which is good. It's of the level of being hasan, good and acceptable. And the full wording is that a man, he asked Allah's Messenger, sallallahu alayhi wasallam, this question, what is the aspect of iman, true faith, which can most firmly be held on to? So he responded, Al-mu'alatu fi Allah, wal-mu'a'adatu fi Allah, wal-hubbu fi Allah, wal-bughdu fi Allah. Having alliance for Allah's sake, and having enmity for Allah's sake, and having love for Allah's sake, and having hatred for Allah's sake. Then Shaykh al-Fawzan quotes a second evidence. He said, he, alayhi salatu wassalam, said, ثلاث من كن فيه وجد حلاوة الإيمان. There are three things, or there are three qualities. Whoever possesses them will experience the sweetness of iman. Whoever possesses them will experience the sweetness of true faith. And then from them he mentioned, أن يحب المرء لا يحبه إلا لله. That he loves a person not loving him except for Allah's sake. The hadith, as I mentioned here, being reported by Al-Bukhari as hadith number 16 and by Muslim, and it's from a hadith of Muslim, it's from a hadith of Anas radiallahu anhu. Then Shaykh Fawzan said, so therefore you love the awliya of Allah. You love those beloved servants of Allah. Those beloved and obedient servants of Allah. You love them. Because Allah loves them. And you hate the enemies of Allah. Because Allah hates them. So loving and hating is on account of Allah. And is not done for any worldly desire. So a person will not experience the sweetness of iman, of true faith, until he loves for Allah's sake and hates for Allah's sake and has alliance for Allah's sake and has enmity for Allah's sake. Ibn Abbas radiallahu anhuma said, most of the associations or brotherhood between the people have come to be based upon affairs of this world, and therefore they do not bring any benefit to their people. Most of the associations or most of the types of brotherhood between the people have now come to be based upon affairs of this world, and therefore they do not bring any benefit to their people. Shaykh al-Fawzan said, and this mahabba, this love, will remain, I mean this love, the second type of love which is a part of the religion, loving for Allah's sake. Shaykh al-Fawzan said, this love will remain in this world and in the hereafter. And as for love of the world, then it will come to an end. And it will be enmity in the hereafter. He quotes the ayah as evidence for that. Al-akhillau yawma'idhin ba'aduhum li ba'adin adu illa al-muttaqeen. Surah Az-Zukhruf, the 43rd surah, ayah 67. With the explanation, the close friends on that day, those who are close friends on the day of resurrection, will be enemies to each other. Except for the people of taqwa. Except for those who are dutiful to Allah. Shaykh al-Fawzan said, Rahmakallah. Mentioned the affair of loving for Allah's sake. Then he said, and you hate a person on account of Allah. Not on account of the fact that that person has treated you badly. Rather, you should hate him because he is an enemy of Allah. This was the way of Ibrahim alayhi salatu wassalam. Loving and hating fillah. Loving and hating for Allah's sake. قَدْ كَانَ لَكُمْ أُسْوَةٌ حَسَنَةٌ فِي إِبْرَاهِيمَ وَالَّذِينَ مَعَهُ إِذْ قَالُوا لِقَوْمِهِمْ إِنَّا بُرَآءُ مِنْكُمْ وَمِمَّا تَعْبُدُونَ مِنْ دُونِ اللَّهِ كَفَرْنَا بِكُمْ وَبَدَا بَيْنَنَا وَبَيْنَكُمُ الْعَدَاوَةُ وَالْبَغْضَاءُ أَبَدًا حَتَّى تُؤْمِنُوا بِاللَّهِ وَحْدَهُ. سورة الممتحنة, the 60th surah, ayah 4, with the explanation, there is indeed a fine example for you to follow in Ibrahim and those who were with him when they said to their people, we are free of you and of whatever you worship besides Allah. We have rejected you and there has appeared between us and you enmity and hatred forever, unless and until you truly believe in Allah alone. Then Sheikh Al-Fawzan said, mentioned further evidence, and from the seven people whom Allah will shade in His shade on the day when there will be no shade except His shade is Rajulani Tahabba Fillahi Ijtama'a Alayhi Wa Tafarraqa Alayhi. Quoting part of the hadith reported by Al-Bukhari and Muslim, that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned that there will be seven people who will be shaded in Allah's shade on the day when there will be no shade except His shade. And as one of the types he mentioned, this two men who loved each other for Allah's sake. They came together upon it and they separated upon it. In a footnote they mentioned, reported by Al-Bukhari as hadith 660 and by Muslim. And as we had elsewhere before, then this phrase, in Allah's shade, then meaning in the shade of Allah's throne. As Al-Hafidh ibn Hajj, as Shaykh al-Albani mentioned, and likewise, quoting, as he quoted from a hadith of Salman, radiallahu an, which Al-Hafidh ibn Hajj quoted in Fath al-Bari, a hadith of Salman, radiallahu an, reported by Sa'id ibn Mansur, that in this, the like of this hadith, he mentioned, alaykum as-salam wa rahmatullah, there are seven whom Allah will shade in the shade of His throne, the shade of His arsh, fi dhilli arshihi. So the shade, Allah's shade here, I mean the shade of His throne. Then back to the text of Sheikh al-Fawzan, the Sheikh al-Fawzan's explanation, he said, so loving for Allah's sake and hating for Allah's sake is something tremendously important, since it is a furqan, it is a criterion between the truth and falsehood. Then he gives an ayah, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا إِن تَتَّقُوا اللَّهَ يَجْعَلْ لَكُمْ فُرْقَانًا. Surah Al-Anfal, the 8th surah, ayah 29. With the explanation, O you who believe, if you fear and are dutiful to Allah, then He will give you, or He will make for you, a criterion. A distinguishing criterion. Sheikh al-Fawzan said, so the believer, the mu'min, has with him a furqan, a criterion, so that he distinguishes between this and that. Then Sheikh al-Fawzan said, and the scholars have pointed out that the people, with regard to mahabba, with regard to loving, are of three categories. They fall into three different types of people, the people of three different types, with regard to this affair of loving, which is loving, which relates to the religion. The first type are those people who are loved with pure love, which has no hatred along with it. The first type of people, those who should be loved with pure love and not be hated at all. He said, and they are the angels and the messengers, alayhi salatu wassalam, alayhimu salatu wassalam, and the pure believers, like the companions, like the Sahaba. They fall into this first category. Then he gives the evidence. رَبَّنَا اغْفِرْ لَنَا وَلِإِخْوَانِنَا الَّذِينَ سَبَقُونَا بِالْإِيمَانِ وَلَا تَجْعَلْ فِي قُلُوبِنَا غِلًّا لِلَّذِينَ آمَنُوا. Surah Al-Hashr, the 59th surah, ayah 10. With the explanation, the supplication of the believers, that they say, O our Lord, forgive us and our brothers who preceded us upon Iman. And do not place ill feeling in our hearts towards those who are believers. Sheikh al-Fawzan said, and likewise the Salaf al-Salih, likewise the pious predecessors, we should treat them like that as well. We should have love for them, pure love for them, and no hatred. And likewise, the Ahlus Sunnah wal Jama'ah, the people of the Sunnah, those upon the Jama'ah. Because of the purity of what they are upon, in Aqidah, in creed and belief, and in what they are upon from the truth. Because of their obedience to Allah and His Messenger. So this is the first category of people that the scholars mention. These here, who the believers should love, have pure love for, and not have any hatred for. And the second type of people, second category of people, he said, are those who should be hated with pure hatred, having no love along with it. And they are the kuffar, they are the unbelievers, the enemies of Allah. And he quotes the ayah. يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا لَا تَتَّخِذُوا عَدُوِّي وَعَدُوَّكُمْ أَوْلِيَاءَ Surah Al-Mumtahana, the 60th surah, the first ayah. With the explanation, O you who believe, do not take my enemies and your enemies as allies and those whom you love. Shaykh Al-Fawzan said, meaning, as beloved ones, whom you love and ally yourselves to, and whom you aid and defend. Rather, what is obligatory is that you free yourselves from them, because they are enemies to Allah. And he quotes another ayah, لا تجد قوما يؤمنون بالله واليوم الآخر يوادون من حاد الله ورسوله ولو كانوا آباءهم أو أبناءهم أو إخوانهم أو عشيرتهم أولئك كتب الله في قلوبهم الإيمان وأيدهم بروح منه ويدخلهم جنات تجري من تحتها الأنهار سورة المجادلة the 58th surah Ayah 22, with the explanation, just a correction, أُولَٰئِكَ كَتَبَ فِي قُلُوبِهِمُ الْإِيمَانَ وَأَيَّدَهُمْ بِرُوحٍ مِّنْ وَيُدْخِلُهُمْ جَنَّاتٍ تَجْرِي مِنْ تَحْتِهَا الْأَنْهَارِ جزاك الله خيرا. A correction of the way I read the ayah there. أُولَٰئِكَ كَتَبَ فِي قُلُوبِهِمُ الْإِيمَانَ وَأَيَّدَهُمْ بِرُوحٍ مِّنْ وَيُدْخِلُهُمْ جَنَّاتٍ تَجْرِي مِنْ تَحْتِهَا الْأَنْهَارِ Surah Al-Mujadila, 58 Surah, Ayah 22, with the explanation, you will not find a people truly believing in Allah and in the last day, loving those who have enmity towards Allah and His Messenger. Even if they should be their fathers or their sons, or their brothers, or their tribe. Those ones, the believers, Allah has written true faith, iman, in their hearts, and has aided them with a spirit from Him. And He will enter them into gardens of paradise, beneath which rivers flow. Shaykh Al-Fawzan said, and what is meant by ar-ruh, the spirit here, is the strength of iman. In commenting upon part of the ayah, وَأَيَّدَهُمْ بِرُوحٍ مِّنْ Allah has aided the believers with a spirit from Him, Shaykh Al-Fawzan said, meaning with the strength of iman. Then Shaykh Al-Fawzan mentions what the scholars say as being the third category of people who we have to deal with. The third category of people. He said, those for whom both love and hate are to be combined. You should have hate for them, you should have love for them, and also some hatred for them. He said, and that is al-mu'min al-asi, that is the sinful believer. A believer who is sinful. He should be loved from one aspect and hated from another aspect. You love him because of the good and obedience which he has with him. And you hate him because of his sins and disobedience. This is how the believer should, or he said, this is how the Muslim should distinguish. So, as he said, the people of knowledge mentioned, people are of three categories. With regard to our love, this is how the people are. What, the first category, those who we should have pure love for and not hate them at all. The second category, those who we should have hatred for, purely have hatred for them and have no love for them. Obviously, it doesn't make the point that we treat them unjustly and wrong them and oppress them and the like. No, but as for loving and hating, the second category, that we have hate for them, we don't have love for them. And then the third category, those who deserve both our love and our hate together. I mean, being the believers who are sinful believers. Then Shaykh al-Fawzan finished with a paragraph by saying, so al-mahabba, the affair of loving, is something very great. Attention must be given to it, and awareness of it gained, since it has a great role in aqidah, in belief and creed, and in the affairs of the religion. So therefore, a person should not proceed as a blind follower of the rest of the people. A person should not be just one who, whatever the people does, that's what he decides to do. Just because the rest of the people do it, I'm going to do it. He said, a person should not proceed as a blind follower just of the rest of the people, not knowing who he should love and who he should hate. Rather, he should make loving and hating something which is a discerning factor with which he distinguishes between those who are beloved servants of Allah and those who are beloved allies of Satan. And he should not make it, I mean, he shouldn't make loving and hating, he should not make it something based upon this world and upon desires, such that whoever conforms with him regarding his worldly life and his own desires, and who gives to him something from this world, then he loves that one, even if he is the biggest disbeliever from amongst the people and the most wicked. And if someone does not give to him, then he has hatred for him, even if he was one of the most righteous of the righteous people. Then that is not permissible. That is not permissible. It's not permissible to have hatred, to have love and hatred on that basis, on the basis of affairs of this world, whether the person gives you something, agrees with you in your desires, and so on. Alhamdulillah, wa sallallahu ala Muhammad. Any points of clarification? Shaykh Fawzan mentioned, he mentioned about the, he was stressing the importance of the affair of loving, and stressing that it's one, he didn't say it is the single greatest act of worship, he mentioned from the, love of Allah, unless it means that in particular, love of Allah in particular, then no doubt, love of Allah in particular, he said, هي أعظم أنواع العبادة. That in particular is the greatest of the types of worship. So, heck of that. And as obviously he quoted that straight before, he quoted the poem that all the rest of the affairs of worship of Allah, They are based upon this. That whatever worship you do, whether it's making dua to Allah, praying to Allah, fasting for Allah's sake and so on, that you do that based upon love of Him and humble submission to Him. So it's like an underlying, so the greatness of it is it underlies all the rest of the types of worship. Beyond that, and love of Allah Himself is the greatest, as he said, the greatest type of worship. Jazakallah khair. Beyond that, Allahu A'lam. Obviously, the way that the Sheikh al-Fawzan broke it down and said that the scholars have said that the people with regard to, I mean the people with regard to our loving, should are of three categories. The first being those who we love purely. So that with regard to the question of the people of innovation, the people are Muslims but they're people of innovation, then the first category was those who are loved purely. And you get the example of those we love and we have no hatred for, such as the angels and the messengers and the prophets and the pure believers like the companions, Salaf al-Salih, and so on. Obviously, people of innovation, they don't fall into this category here, that we have pure love for them. Likewise, the second category, those who we have pure hatred for, no aspect of love whatsoever, that being the unbelievers. So, as for the people of innovation, those who are still Muslims, but they're upon innovation, then in the third category. As some of the people of knowledge mention, that the more with regard to this third category, those who we have love for and we have hatred for, that they're Muslims, but they have sins with them. And obviously the worst of the sins are the major sins. And then worse than major sin is innovation, introducing affairs into the religion. Worse than major sins are innovations. So there's people of knowledge mention that the more qualities of evil which a person has, then the more our hatred is for him is. So like the people of innovation, we have great hatred for them for their innovation. Beyond that, Allahu A'lam.
As long as it's innovation, then we take them outside of the mind. We still have an aspect of like all your loving, hating, murdering.
You have a great deal of hatred, but as long as a person's within Islam, then the basis of the person is upon Islam. Beyond that, Allahu A'lam. Obviously that you wish as well, because the person's upon Islam, you wish for him that he should leave that innovation as well. You have love that he should leave that innovation. And likewise, there's a supplication that Imam Ahmad used to make. Oh Allah, whoever within this ummah is upon misguidance, thinking himself to be upon guidance, then guide him to the guidance, put him upon guidance, guide him to the truth. If he's misguided, he's upon innovation or he's upon misguidance, intending by that to be upon the truth, but he's been misled, beguiled, some people have fooled him, whatever, but he intends to follow the truth, then we should have the desire that he should be rightly guided. We shouldn't have the desire that he just goes to destruction, rather we should have the desire that he becomes guided and do what we can in that regard to help him in that regard. But with regard to hatred of the people of innovation, obviously we don't hate them, as the Sheikh was indicating towards the end of what he was saying, that we don't make our hatred of them based upon affairs of the dunya. That people of innovation, they say bad things about us, so therefore we hate them. And the people of innovation, they say even worse things against us, so we hate them even more. And whatever they do to us, they do bad things towards us, then our hatred grows. Then no, our hatred should be for Allah's sake. We hate because we hate what they're doing, innovating in Allah's religion. That's why we have hatred towards them. Not because they show enmity towards us or call us names or the like. It shouldn't be for that reason.
يعني لهم شيئا
غد يعني المشكلة أنهم قسموا الناس ثلاثة أقسام. الأول يعني المؤمنون يعني الخلص ليس من هؤلاء، والثاني من الذين نبغضهم يعني الكفار يعني نكفرهم يعني. فما يبقى إلا الجسد الثالث، ما يبقى يعني والله أعلم. I'm just making an announcement which will help inshallah. I'm supposed to announce it. From tomorrow inshallah, I'm not told to announce it, but I'll announce it anyway. From tomorrow inshallah, noble Sheikh Falah Ismail from Kuwait, Hafidhullah, will be here in the masjid. So the like of this question, should we put to Sheikh Falah inshallah? Well, yeah, come on. Yeah, so yeah.
الشيخ ابن عثيمين قال نحبهم لما معهم من الإيمان ونبغضهم لما معهم من المعاصي والفسق.
نعم، جزاك الله خيرا. Brother's just making the point that Sheikh ibn Uthaymeen mentioned with regard to the like of them, that we love them in accordance with the level of iman and obedience to Allah which they have. The more iman and obedience to Allah they have, the more we love them. And the more disobedience to Allah and evil and wickedness that they have, then the more we hate them. Ahlul Ma'asi. Hey, and that's as far as I know with regard to people of sins. No. And as we said, as an announcement, then we'll announce that Sheikh Farah Ismail, Hafidhullah, who was here last year and the year before, will be here from tomorrow inshallah, giving lessons from 7:30 onwards inshallah. You know, we're going through Al-Aqidah Al-Wasitiyah. Yeah, 7:30 meaning after Maghrib. Yeah. It's 7:30 plus. If you turn up at 7:30 and wait and then pray Maghrib, then the lesson will start, inshallah. I'll just quote you what I said on the thing.
Sheikh Falah will start from the beginning or?
No.
He will continue?
No, continue. Sheikh will continue, inshallah, from where he left off last time. Obviously, he did the lessons here in Birmingham, then he did a few lessons in London, and then, as we know, a few weeks ago, he did one lesson over the telephone. So after he'll continue from there, inshallah. Remember the question for him, inshallah. Ahlul Bid'ah, the affair of Ahlul Bid'ah with regard to our love and our hate, and so on. If somebody forgets the question, somebody else remember the question, inshallah. Hadith number 660. Fatul Bari. Hadith number 660. Wallahu a'lam.
Sometimes the kuffar, they quote this type of
with regard to this second category and the ayahs which were mentioned, then no doubt the unbelievers, the kuffar, they're enemies to Allah. If they don't accept Islam, they don't submit to their Creator, they don't submit to Allah, then they are enemies of Allah. And we don't smooth that over or make that sound fancy or whatever, but that's the reality of it. They're enemies to Allah, and we can explain to them how they're enemies to Allah, that Allah created them. Allah created them from nothing. He brought them into existence when they had nothing. He gave them everything they have. He gave them their parents and grandparents and whatever. He gave them whatever provision they have. He gave them all their abilities, all their body. He gave them whatever wealth they have. Everything that they have, he gave it to them and continues to give it to them. And then they remain upon obstinate rejection of him and refused to worship him, the purpose for which he created them, and which is something for their benefit, not his benefit. They refuse it. Then no doubt, if they, when they persist, the unbelievers who are upon that, then they are enemies to Allah. Alaykum salam wa rahmatullah. So we don't make, there's no two ways about it. They're enemies to Allah. We don't say that they're fellow, as some misguided say, that they're all believers or the like. No, they're unbelievers. They're unbelievers. But that doesn't lead on to the fact that therefore it's permissible to treat them badly. It's permissible to transgress against them. It's permissible to seize their wealth. It's permissible to blow them up. It's permissible to deal with them in any wrong way. No, that doesn't lead on. That's not the case. We deal with them as unbelievers, but we deal with them in a way that's legislated for us to deal with them. So that it doesn't follow on that because they're enemies of Allah, that therefore we can wrong them, oppress them, and steal from them, rob them, and treat them in a bad manner. No. We treat them with justice and call them to the truth, call them to Islam in a good manner. And likewise, just as Musa alayhi salam was sent to the worst of the unbelievers, sent to Fir'aun, one of the greatest enemies of Allah, Fir'aun, Musa was sent to him. He wasn't sent there to treat him badly. He was sent and told to say to him a mild word even. So one, the fact that they're enemies of Allah, it doesn't mean that we oppress them or wrong them or seize their wealth or so on. Yeah, because obviously the difference between a difference between the third category of people and the first category is the first category of people those we have pure love for. I mean, those are the prophets, the messengers, the angels, and so on. Then we have pure love for them. And as for the third category, then the believers, but they have an aspect of sin as well. They commit sins and the like. Obviously, sins that are known or we know about. Then in accordance with the more sins that person has, then the more hatred we have for them. Allahu
Akbar. So is that the hatred for the actions of hatred from the person? Is there a difference between the two?
We hate the people for the actions they do.
We don't make a difference between actions and the person.
If they repent from the actions, then... as long as they're upon the action, then we hate the person for the action he's upon. Obviously, he by choice is the doer of his action. So, like some of the Sufis say that we don't hate the person, we hate just his action. How can you manage to attain that? An unbeliever is open enemy to Islam, fights against Islam openly. But you don't have any hatred for him at all. You just hate his deeds. It's not.
Yeah.
A sinful believer, you have a degree of hatred for him because of his evil actions. Obviously, if he's a person who's, as the brother quoted Sheikh Uthaymeen, mentions the more obedience the person has, the overwhelming thing that he has is obedience to Allah and acts of obedience and worship and goodness. And then he has a couple of sins. Obviously, what's overwhelming is that your love for him. Obviously, the part that the hatred that you have, it should lead you obviously to advise him with regard to that, leaving those sins and the like. Allahu a'lam. الغد إن شاء الله. جزاك الله خير.